This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, right here on Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, L-I-V-E. com. You can also pick us up on YouTube on the Ron Gibson channel. Just type in USA Prepares, and also on Republic Broadcasting. Rich Sheehan's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheehan.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing this morning?
Really, really well. And you know, I got a chance to sample some broadcasts. And I'm still stunned that people are saying that the coronavirus is a hoax. I am stunned. We are, you know, if you go to, if you look at the news, you'll see that Walmart is limiting what you can buy. Tracking and surveillance is up. If you look at gas stations, they're hardly selling any gas. If you look at the roads, they're quite empty. If you look at the images of hospital rooms, they're piling up dead bodies across the country because they've got no place to put them. If you look at the images of tractor trailers, refrigerated trucks are holding dead bodies in New York City because they don't know where to put them. They've got prisoners burying them on Hart Island in mass graves. And yet, I heard that this is a hoax. I am absolutely stunned by that. And I know that if I want to buy some corn, cans of corn or green beans or baked beans or pasta or flour or pretty much anything that would be a staple, it's really hard to get around here. Really, really hard to get. If you go to Sam's Club, the website is hardly working at all. And if it does work and you want to buy one item and have it shipped, if you have a $100 membership that gives you free shipping and all you want to do is buy one item, good luck. Good luck buying one item. It's almost impossible to buy one item. And if you decide that you want to have muster up the courage to go to Sam's Club and wait at the curb while they pick it up and try to buy that item, good luck, because that doesn't work either. So Walmart.com is difficult to use because they're out of stock on most items. Sam's Club doesn't work, hardly worth the darn. I don't think I haven't been able to buy things in quite a while. Certainly can't buy the things that we would like to buy. And people are sick. And yet, I heard on a broadcast that this is a hoax. I'm absolutely stunned. I think it's irresponsible to say it's a hoax. And I'm actually embarrassed to be considered a broadcaster when other broadcasters or other talk show hosts say it's a hoax. I can't believe it. Any comments on that?
Well, I do. Can you give me some time on that, please? I want to put certain things in perspective. I'm certainly not debating you. I'm not saying you're wrong because you are right. But I'm also going to put it in a different way, okay? Because that's what we're all about, is giving information to the people, okay? Is this COVID-19 a real virus? Absolutely. Is the response to it regarding making it hard to work, buy seeds, grow gardens, the tech giants banning facts about the virus and everything else, shadow banning, visiting relatives, buying American flags, squelching religious freedoms where people are getting fined for listening to church in their cars. Basically, I think what a lot of people mention the word hoax, Vince, and let me finish what I want to say, please. It's not necessarily that this virus is a hoax. I think that people are seeing that this is a setup and a takeover by the globalists, by the Democrat Party that have signed up for global government and the powers that be to maintain their addictions to power, money, and control. And let me mention a few articles right here. Explosive report, Wuhan Biolab captured bats from caves. We know that. Traced to COVID-19, so basically they spliced and re-spliced these viruses and put HIV delivery systems in it. However, the most important part about this outbreak is that it had, and this article, is that it had U.S. funding. Next article, Bill Gates and the World Bank helped build a global digital ID structure before the pandemic. So they really had this already, the situation bought and paid for and all rehearsed on how they were going to take over and eliminate our rights, our liberties, our freedoms, and even our Constitution. Now, let me take this a little further from a different perspective. Article number one, CDC admits to lying about COVID death totals. Next article, physician speaks out, hospitals are getting paid to list patients as COVID-19. This is a Northwest Montana doctor. Her name is Annie Bukacek. She's an internal medicine physician. I know her personally. She's not just intelligent. She has other characteristics that Americans desperately need, and that is guts, the ability to tell the truth. And she used terms like what the powers that be are doing is things like exaggerating, assumptions, guesses, and basically, literally giving evidence to show that tests are positive, people are testing positive for COVID-19, who would normally die from pneumonia or heart disease or cancer and things like that. And it's going on the books for COVID-19 deaths. Now, when you hear about success and money, a little sidebar here, folks, and you hear about all people successful because of their brains, they have money because of their brains. No. Most people today in the upper hierarchy of most institutions have money, and so-called labeled success is because they're willing to sell out the little people. Okay? And this is why there's so much the bailouts of the too big to fails, like junk bonds and banks and hedge funds and money markets. You know, Vince, you've heard me for years giving evidence to show how work is being delegitimized. I've given probably thousands of examples over the years. And this all affects consumer confidence. This is why consumer confidence is in the crapper, because people are not, We don't know who to believe anymore. You know, the World Health Organization director was a top member of violent Ethiopian Communist Party. So it's, you know, when people who are given credibility, are they given credibility because of their qualifications and proven results, or are they willing to lie and sell out the people? You know, there's a lot of talk about hospitals being overloaded, and some are in areas where there's a huge amount of people. And, of course, viruses and bacteria flourish where there's huge amounts of people. Everybody knows that. However, I have an article here where a lot, I've mentioned this over the year, a lot of citizen journalists, and we need you. Citizen journalists, you are our heroes. We need you to read research and take videos. They've gone to many, many so-called overloaded hospitals where they were twiddling their thumbs. And one article here is basically there are choreographed dance routines of nurses and doctors doing dances and doing goofy things because they're so bored. You know, everything is theater. Just like when Cuomo told de Blasio, I'm the boss, regarding having no authority to keep New York schools closed. Well, I'll be honest with you, folks. In areas where there's a lot of human population, if the powers that be want to open up schools, could it be to spread the virus more in order to keep closures? It's all possible. We don't have that information. But this is an example of Cuomo and de Blasio playing good cop, bad cop. That's all it is. It's theater. It's to crowd the news wires. So we have to put a lot of things in perspective here. And I think this is one of the reasons why consumer confidence is very ambiguous and trending lower. It's just like last week we had 16 million new people out of work, but yet the stock market had its biggest week. We have to realize, folks, that we're heading towards very compromising times, from food storage, and I've got articles on that today, to just about everything. You know, Jeff Sessions, he said we've got to stand up to the China lobby. Well, I got a few words to Jeff. You know, Jeff, I've been a very big Republican supporter. However, I realize a lot of these behaviors are coming from the left, but so many people in Congress have signed up for no burden of proof. It depends on what group you're in. I see them creating problems, reactions, and solutions, you know, just like the Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Mueller trial, impeach, impeach, impeach. Billions of dollars are wasted from second-hand, third-hand, fourth-hand information, rumors, gossip, hearsay. Does that sound familiar? People don't know what to believe anymore. You know, self-serving, corrupt Congress, power corrupts. That's why we need practice with your preach laws. We see you guys voting full pensions after one term. Basically using eminent domain to take people's property, giving away billions of dollars for personal gain and contribution for their campaigns, lobbyist special interest tax government grants superseding free markets and supply and demand, pork barrel spending, police state militarized. Look at the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the DOJ. They're all owned by the highest bidder. How many examples and articles have we had to mention just on this show alone that remind the hundreds in the alternative media? Antitrust monopolies of the too big to fail corporations, corporate America, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the mainstream media owned by China and influenced by China, and elite controlling narratives and distracting, dumbing down the people to feather their own nest. Leverage on the stock market, where margin debt and leverage is through the roof. I mean, come on. Jeff, I am a Republican supporter. But my God, if we don't declassify, people are not seeing how come Epstein, the most protected criminal in history, got whacked in prison. How about Uranium One and Clinton Foundation, the FISA warrants, all this geoengineering and weather modification tools. You know, 911, the billions of cash given to Iran from Barack Obama, alternative energies. We need declassification. And yet Dianne Feinstein basically wants to give Iran $5 billion of money while we can't even take care of our poor, which are losing jobs by the thousands per day.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Stevens with us, live in Montana. Rich, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince. You know, I'm just going to go through my articles, my news in a flash, as you call it, and give us some more talking points, which I don't think we need any. I think we can do 10-hour shows every day because of all the corruption. And Jeff Sessions, I realize you're a Republican. I'm not going against you and Republicans necessarily. I'm going against the fact that you're basically allowing the highest bidder to run the show. You know, Congress voting yourselves pay raises and full pensions. You've had bimbo slush funds since the 1990s. And what that means, folks, is, when all these, mistresses and relationships that Congress is having, and then all of a sudden these women decide to, say that this congressman raped me. And so they have a slush fund paid for by the taxpayers. Now, I'm all for I've made it very clear. Most Americans are very much for and proponents of adult mutual consensual sex, but not on the taxpayer dime. That's one of the reasons that Bill Clinton got in trouble with Monica Lewinsky. Okay, he ended up lying because he was having sex on the taxpayer dime during his work hours. Okay? So, I don't think the American people are asking for much, but we're asking for the same rules, laws, and accountability. We don't have it. It all depends on what group you're in. One for the aristocracy, one for skin pigmentation, one for gender, one for sexual orientation, one for religion, one for, you know, how can consumer confidence go up under these situations? It's just like this article right here, mainstream media hacks. Remember, it's I got it off of citizenfreepress.com, and I've mentioned them for a couple of years now. Citizenfreepress.com, it talks about how the mainstream media had all these different articles, some pro-virus, some anti-virus, basically in order to gaslight and confuse the people and have plausible deniability when it all comes down to it. Okay, next article. Michael Moore, white men will have a big responsibility to make amends for the Trump era. Moore divide and conquer strategy. Excuse me. Next article, D.C. mayor shuts down non-essential farmers and fish markets, but essential liquor and pot stores can be open. Now, I realize that liquor and pot reduces stress, but it also reduces your immune system. And that's one of the big ways in order to control the population, make more people sick. We know that obesity is the number one target for pre-existing conditions. And, of course, lung disease and heart disease. And pardon me, I had to hit the cough button here myself. Okay, next article. Farage warns Chinese interests lining up for fire sale of UK businesses. We've mentioned this on this show for a few months now, how China, who owns most of our debt, is going to buy up not just the UK, but Western businesses, including food business. They own most of Hollywood right now, which is controlled by basically five corporations. And they are basically our elite in this country, including the media, including Hollywood, has signed on to China. That means they are more dedicated to the sovereign Chinese than they are to America, because they're going to keep their wealth and their addiction to power, money, and control, and everybody else is going to end up being sheeple and not controlling their own destiny. Again, consumer confidence is going to be affected by this. That should be the theme of this show, Vince, consumer confidence with a big fat question mark at the end of it. Next article, GOP Rep Massey warns USA weeks away from food storage. Well, I just mentioned, not just this morning, but already many times, how the powers that be are hiding seeds. They're putting glyphosate and Monsanto products in seeds. They're eliminating heirloom and open pollinated seeds. And now they're even trying to stop the sale of seeds. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. They do not want you to be thinkers. They want you to be woke followers. Oh, next article. Woke reporter accuses black Surgeon General of racism for saying Big Mama. Next article. Bill Maher defends calling coronavirus Chinese virus, slams
police. Hey, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going into a break.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Wild weather impacting much of the nation as people across New York and New Jersey are cleaning up today after severe storms yesterday with wind gusts as high as 65 miles an hour. This woman in Teaneck, New Jersey says a tree came down on her home.
Listen, we're in the middle of unprecedented crisis, right? So for me, I'm just focusing on the fact that at least it's during the daytime and, you know, when I can still see to gather candles and be prepared for later on.
From Texas to Maine, 500,000 homes and businesses have no power this morning because of those storms. Arkansas, the hardest hit, as more than 106,000 homes and businesses are currently without power. The coronavirus has now infected nearly 2 million people around the world, and nearly 120,000 people have died, according to researchers at Johns Hopkins University. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today.
God, you're
take my when you go to the
season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rich Even, please continue.
Well, thank you, Vince, and I really appreciate you letting me exercise my First Amendment rights in order to stick up for the little people who have been totally propagandized, lied to, hoaxed, and false flags to death. And I was mentioning a couple articles about political correctness and how Bill Maher even Bill Maher was calling the coronavirus Chinese virus and slams political correctness for it. Now, political correctness, of course, Bill Maher is very politically correct because he's bought and paid for by the left. And if you look at his bank account where the money and funds came from and who he protects, it's very obvious. But political correctness has been extremely damaging. And I'm blue in the face talking about it. I probably have given 10,000 examples over the 9 years about political correctness and how it's damaged the American people and our ability to have prosperity and even rule of law. You know, when you feel entitled to play the victim group status card or the protectionist group status card, and you're constantly crying wolf because of the group you're in, and then you demand two main things, folks, two main things, and this is what you need to talk about. You know, all you people out there, when you defend, when you talk about political correctness, there's two main things. And specific on how certain groups have demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. But mostly, they've eliminated the rights and restitution under the rule of law for certain groups. They've started a precedent. And one example is the Kavanaugh effect, which will always be called the Kavanaugh effect. This was done to eliminate due process. So you had all these women coming forth calling Brett Kavanaugh a gang rapist, basically under the guise of group identity politics for something benevolent and noble, but basically is creating a different set of rules, laws, and accountability for what group you're in. Despite the fact that every woman in that courtroom but one admitted they lied, no one went to jail. And see, it's impossible to have consumer confidence when you have so many thousands of examples of different rules, laws, and accountabilities based on what group you're in. You can't do it. You cannot basically, what has happened in America is for the bottom 93%, unless you can do some type of bread and circus, like throw a ball through a hoop or something, that's going to dumb down the people or divide and conquer them. You are in a caste system. That means there's no chance on you bettering yourself and having prosperity. That's where we are. That's what political correctness has done to the American people. Next article. Boston sets up one-way sidewalks, fined for walking the wrong way. Have you noticed, folks, that this is all done mostly in blue states, blue cities. Cities begin canceling 4th of July events. Next article, Fauci knocks White House virus response on CNN Tapper, saying that earlier mitigation could have saved lives. How many examples have we given on this show, because I know I've done it, where Fauci said, don't worry, it's not, there's a video of this. Him saying that, oh, don't, the American people have nothing to worry about. And then when Trump, on end of January, basically said no more Chinese people coming from China because of the coronavirus contagion and effectiveness rate, he said, okay, we're going to stop flights from China. And what was everybody on the left calling him? A xenophobe, a racist, a bigot. You know, see, this is what they do. They play both sides of the aisle, or both sides of the position, if you will, and then they come out with that particular tape saying that we said this, even though they said the exact opposite, and they break that tape out to basically carry the narrative. It's unbelievable. Next article, New York Times removes qualifying language from Biden's sexual assault allegation story. It all depends what group you're from. If you're a Democrat, you can say Kellyanne Conway looks familiar on her knees. You remember that, folks? If you're a Democrat, you can, like Joy Behar, you can call Bill Clinton rape victims tramps. If you're a Democrat, you can normalize pedophilia. You know, I can go on and on and on about the bought and paid for and the gag orders and the censorship and the surveillance. My gosh, this is why, and we're expecting consumer confidence to go up. Consumer confidence is at an all-time low because of all the corruption and manipulation by different groups. Next article. Here's a good one. FBI admits central evidence to spy on Trump for Russia collusion was Russian disinformation. So what they're admitting to is that the information about spying on Trump was false. The FISA warrants were illegal. But we're still going to blame Russia disinformation. It's unbelievable. The word accountability should be taken out of all dictionaries in America. Next article. Trump says, Nikki Haley says Trump needs to let the experts speak during coronavirus briefings. Well, we all know about Fauci talking from both sides of his mouth and basically being bought and paid for by Bill Gates, and we know about the NIH corruption now. I just mentioned a couple articles where the U.S. funded the Wuhan labs, and Bill Gates and the World Bank helped build coronavirus digital ID structure before the pandemic. Everybody's bought and paid for. It looks like Fauci is too, because this picture's with him, with Bill Gates and the big hierarchy crowd on the left. Everybody's bought and paid for. We need to get rid of President Trump. You need to get rid of 95% of government. This is ridiculous. Next article, Los Angeles extended lockdown until May 15th. You remember Los Angeles mayor, folks, right? He's the one who threatened to shut off your power and water if you didn't do what he said. And this pandemic is going to be a scapegoat for an economic collapse. I mean, we're heading, who knows if we're going to have an EMP or a war right now? Because keep in mind, when war happens, interest rates go down, bond purchases go up, and war is very profitable for the hierarchy of banks and military industrial complexes. And when does wars happen? Typically when we have lousy economics, like we do now. So be aware, folks, political correctness, the powers that be who control the narratives, memes, themes, and talking points, is doing everything to control every scenario, including you. Next article, man handcuffed in front of daughter at Colorado Park for allegedly violating social distance. All these blue states and these blue cities, folks, are doing everything to take away your Bill of Rights, your constitutions, your freedom, your liberty. I'm telling you, this is a takeover. And if the people don't stand up to this, the people, the government is bought and paid for. They are controlled. They have switched teams. It's very obvious. And, you know, to Bill Barr and what's that other guy's name? Vince Barr's, I'm drawing a blank right now. It'll come to me. I'm wondering if you guys are bought and paid for, why haven't you declassified all this information that we're asking for? If you don't declassify this, there's not going to be consumer confidence. Without consumer confidence, there's not going to be commerce. Without commerce, there's going to be wars. Mr. President, you said the people were going to get America back. Without arrests and indictments, we're not going to get America back. We need the people to step up and say it like it is. This is not a time to be a non-participant. We don't need the silent majority. We need people to have guts to speak up and to do reading and research, or else we're not going to have an America left. That means that over a million American combat soldiers who gave their life for our Bill of Rights and Constitution, their loss will be worthless. I think we owe it to at least them. Vince?
Okay, I mentioned a lot of things. I mentioned consumer confidence. And I don't see how we can have consumer confidence. Let me give you just a very simple example, a tangible example. So Sears Craftsman sold Lifetime products. For one tiny example would be a garden hose with a lifetime warranty. Well, Sears has closed about 100 stores this year, Sears and Kmart. So how can you have confidence in a company that says that we have a lifetime guarantee and they close the stores that you would typically bring that product back to if it failed? That's one tiny speck of an example. Another example would be, how can we fight the system to return it to honesty and integrity if we're starving? And my point has always been during this, we absolutely have to survive this to engage in the fight later. No change. I have not changed my tune one iota. We have to survive it. But I'm telling you, it's very difficult to get food. And if you don't get food now, it's going to be even tougher to get it later. So we have major food meat packing plants that have shut down in the pork industry, the beef industry, and the chicken industry. They've all been infected. Amazon is infected. UPS workers and U.S. mail workers are infected. Their locations are infected. Nursing homes. There's a nursing home in Virginia. They have 163 people there. 127 of them are infected, tested positive. 78%. It's almost 80%. That's almost 8 out of 10 people who are there have tested positive. So how can you have, as a consumer, any confidence in anything today? You can't have confidence in the stock market. How can it be going up? The country's in lockdown. Businesses are shuttered. Employees are furloughed, fired, laid off. And yet the stock market's going up. Stock market is allegedly a leading indicator of how things are going to be soon. That's what the Dow Jones Industrial Average is. It's a leading indicator of the feeling of the marketplace of what is to come. So things are booming, right? How could they possibly be booming when gas stations are hardly selling gasoline? Automobile parts are hard to find. The shipping lanes from China to the United States have been closed. There's a glut of gasoline because people aren't driving. The automobile manufacturers, Fiat, Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors are shut down. You can't buy reasonably priced anything anymore because it's gone, whether it be food or automobile parts or spare parts or anything. I've talked to people who sell seals. What are seals? Well, those are those things that keep hydraulic cylinders from leaking and hydraulic pistons and hydraulic pumps and hydraulic devices from leaking. Well, I've talked to them and I said, how's business? Well, they can't keep up. Why? I believe it's because people like me have realized that if we want to get those seals to fix the parts that are leaking, if we don't get them soon, we won't be able to get them because where do they come from? China. So the whole world is based on things that come from China. You can call it hydraulic seals. You can call it hydraulic devices. You can call it ball bearings. You can call it whatever you want. But the contents.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, and Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Thank you, Jason, for getting me the traffic so I can... I fly by the music class. I don't necessarily pay attention to the clock. So, Rich Stevens, you were talking about consumer confidence, and I said it in so many words, it's gone. And let me give an example. Sears Roebuck and Company was founded in 1893, well over 100 years ago. And they didn't start out with 100% consumer or customer confidence. They earned it. They earned it by offering for sale value in the products that they sold. And then they backed them with what they called a satisfaction guaranteed or your money back guarantee. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Now, it didn't have a time limit. It didn't say satisfaction for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or 1 year. It was satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, period. So if you bought it, whether it be a washing machine or a gallon of paint or a paintbrush or a hammer, if you weren't satisfied with it at any time in the future, they would give you your money back. And it was a great company. Well, they got some new management, and they became greedy. They squandered their customer confidence. They squandered it. And so people began to realize that Sears Roebuck and Company was not Sears Roebuck and Company anymore. It was Sears. It was the new Sears. And they didn't mean satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. So they removed from the entrances to their stores the slogan above the entrance doors that said satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They no longer meant that. So customer confidence waned. And we didn't believe it anymore. And we didn't believe it because it was true. Because Sears didn't mean it anymore. Sears didn't stand behind the products anymore. So we started walking away from Sears. They squandered our customer confidence. And not to be outdone by Sears, other companies joined in and squandered their customer confidence. So here we are, where nobody that I know believes anything that any company says because of their greed. We used to make shoes in this country, and a pair of Florsheim shoes would last 30 years. Were they more expensive than cheap shoes? Yes, they were. But they lasted 30 years, not one, two, or three. 30 years, and you could rebuild them. You get new soles and new heels. My father went to the shoe store with me, and he bought a pair of Florsheim wingtip shoes. They were $27.50. 30 years later, he went to get a new pair, and the guy at the shoe store looked at me, and he saw the serial number, and he said, these are 30 years old. And they were. There was a time when we men would buy shirts, and they were made in the United States. There were names like Arrow and Manhattan and Hathaway. And if you had one of those shirts, it was a quality shirt. And if you wore out the collar because the collar rubbed on your neck, or you wore out the cuffs because the cuffs rubbed on your wrists, you would have them replaced. Just the collars, or just the cuff, or the cuffs. There was consumer confidence back then, but not now. Now we throw everything away because it's junk. Who today buys a pair of shoes thinking it's going to last 30 years? Who? It's difficult to buy a pair of shoes that would last 30 years. Not because we're rougher on the shoes. We're not rougher on the shoes. It's the shoes are junk. And they come from China. And people like William Jefferson Blythe Clinton was in bed with the Chinese, and he loved them. And so did Richard Nixon. And we've had presidents who have encouraged us to get products from China over here. Substandard, junky products. Instead of having the pollution over here, we have it over there. And it still circles the globe anyway. So we're still all breathing it. Not as much, but we're still all breathing it. So what we've done is we've shifted our jobs from the United States to China. And now when we need those ball bearings, we don't have them. And we need those seals, we don't have them. And we need those hydraulic hoses, we don't have them. And where do the cars come from? Well, depending on where they say they come from, they don't really come from there. There's no such thing as a U.S.-made car. There's no such thing. It may say it, but if you turn it over and you look at the bottom, you'll see lots of Chinese parts. Chrysler. Even when it was Chrysler, without being Daimler Chrysler, without it being Fiat Chrysler, when it was just plain old Chrysler like Dodge, Denso starters. Denso. That's Asian. John Deere. John Deere. Green tractors with yellow wheels. You think they're made in the United States? Not really. I've got a John Deere tractor. It's a 1991. It's a model 1070. Got another one called a 670. The little brother of the 1070. Guess where they're made? In Japan. John Deere. These are like 1991 tractors made in Japan. It's like 30 years ago. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And what I'm telling you, class, is things are not as they seem. Consumer confidence is like almost non-existent. Non-existent. Because the companies have done it to us. We didn't do it to them. They took advantage of us. And now, who do we believe? Hardly anybody, including the news.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.